Do a barrel roll.
But I'm not in a plane.
Use the boost to get through.
I could, but I'm kind of sitting, so that's...
Try a somersault.
I can't do all of that! I can't let you do that, Star Fox. Welcome to BitBoys Podcast, episode 6.
Yeah. This week was going to be the beginning of our theme weeks, but there was a fairly large Nintendo press conference yesterday, so we're actually holding out on theme weeks because there's a lot of new information that we got out of this, and we're already going to be zooming through it, so...
Yeah. I'm Kaleos.
Yeah, I'm Based on Chaos.
Gotta do that intro thing. Games we played this week, I guess we should still cover, but not spend as much time on.
Alright.
Well, I beat Dante's Inferno this week.
Nice.
Quite fun. Though I forgot that Lucifer had the, physics applied to his, man areas. Yes, I did notice it the first time I fought him, and then I couldn't save, and I had to try again, and then I noticed it.
Dong, Wang, any other variety of euphemisms?
Yeah, we won't go there.
Manhood.
Yeah, etc. Yeah, so there was an ending cinematic. It was awesome. I don't want to give away anything. Though obviously you do fight him because, like, it's hell. The end, though, was way wide open. Like, it literally said, to be continued. I think I can say that. Like... I don't know if it's going to be continued in the DLC or if they're planning on making another game, but there's going to be something. And of course, I unlocked a bunch of game modes, so I'll have to try those out later and beat the game on the harder difficulty that I unlocked.
Yeah.
How about you?
This week, I continued playing through my Earthbound playthrough, and I made some nice progress in that. I'm actually wearing my EB Yourself shirt from Pangamer.net,
since
I made another order. And I've also got a couple other shirts from that. Then... I've been playing some more Mega Man ZX, making a bit of progress in that. I downloaded Phoenix Wright Justice for All on WiiWare, played some more of that, played through the first case and a bit into the second one in that.
Sweet.
It's just as much fun as the first one. I'm evidently enjoying it quite a bit. Got, I think, about 2 hours into that. Haven't been playing any Rhythm Heaven because I got stuck on this one level, so I didn't even end up playing it at all this week.
Ooh, dang.
And yeah, that's basically all I've been playing this week, so I guess we're going to go right into news.
All right, then.
So, well, we'll get through all the other stuff first, since there's nothing too big that came out.
Coming out.
Oh, yeah, game forecast. The only real thing that's even somewhat notable was... Sega and Sonic All-Stars Racing, and
oh, yeah?
Then there's also the remake of Lunar for PSP, but we're going to be talking about that a bit later with our fan mail. So, in terms of games that did come out, Heavy Rain, one of our friends was really excited for that.
Yep.
It's doing
looking
pretty
like,
well with reviews.
Like 9s out of 10 for the most part?
Yeah, it's got 90.4% on game rankings and 87 out of 100 on Metacritic, so it's...
And then everything else is like 9, 4 out of 5, 9.5 out of 10, so...
Got a 5 out of 5 from GamePro, 5 out of 5 from the official PlayStation magazine, so...
Yeah, so evidently it's a good play, but unfortunately neither of us has tried it since we don't have a PS3.
Yeah, but even though it is a visual novel, there should be a decent amount of replayability since...
All the options.
All the options that you can do, since you can make basically any choices, right, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
So then, going into some other news from this week, King of Fighters 13 was announced by SNK. That's going to be showing up as an arcade title at first, and probably ended up coming to home consoles at some point, but can't
don't
really
hear much about
sure.
arcades anymore, so that's always interesting. And it seems that SNK has opened up an anniversary site, since I guess they've got some sort of
anniversary.
One. Haven't looked into it. And also in news, we've got Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker planned as Metal Gear Solid 5. So they're labeling it as basically...
It's called Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, but it is essentially Metal Gear Solid 5, and that's what it was originally called when
it's like,
it was in production. So.
It's kind of like Call of Duty Modern Warfare. You always called it COD 4, not Modern Warfare. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they released this cool logo. It's got like a... It's sort of a combination of like a peace sign and an airplane, so I will assume there's some sort of airplane-ness involved, and then it's got all these cool designs around the edge in a circular pattern that says Metal Gear Solid 5, Peace Walker.
Something else that I'm not really caring about, but other people who are looking forward to the game are probably kind of pissed off about, Super Meat Boy. That's a game that's going to be coming out on WiiWare. But it was actually announced this week that not only will it be coming to the Xbox Live Arcade as well as WiiWare, even though it was originally planned for WiiWare, but it's coming out on that first.
Yeah.
And they're having online content added into that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a kick in the nuts to anyone who is looking forward to downloading that on WiiWare.
Yeah, it's also available for a PC. I believe they've got it over on Steam. I saw a review... or a preview or something like that for it on PC Gamer Magazine, and it seems like a really cool platformer with a bunch of neat features and stuff, and it's a weird premise because you're made of meat and you're trying to save your girlfriend who's made of bandages from the evil like Dr. Fetus or something like that. I forget what it was. It was an entertaining little article though. Let's see. Electronic Arts, the big name that we've got going on, especially recently, has announced, I suppose it was today, actually, that the development team that gave us The Sims and everything is expanding its offices and is going to be working on a new groundbreaking project. So we'll have to see what exactly that entails, but, you know, groundbreaking project from the people who did The Sims, I can assume lots of open... space kind of sandbox game or creation game.
Yeah.
Maybe with like lots more customizability, stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what that is.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't bomb like Spore.
Yeah.
So that's basically all the other news. So now we're going to dig into the stuff from Nintendo Press Conference or Media Summit that was held in the States yesterday. First off, they finally announced the pricing and release date for the Nintendo DSi XL, which was released in Japan later last year as the DSi LL. So it's basically like a really big DSi.
It's for people with big hands or who want to like have something that feels sturdier, I guess.
Or old people can't see.
That too.
Although the official reason I think is to make it more of a community thing where it's like multiple people watching you play or whatever.
Right.
But anyways, so that's coming out on March 28th, and it's going to be priced at $189.99.
That's US, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's pretty much all we've got to say about that.
Yep.
I'm not really planning on getting one of those, and I'm guessing you aren't either.
No, I'll see what comes out later, I suppose. Yeah, so let's see, Super Mario Galaxy 2, that was one of the big titles that we knew they were going to talk about, but didn't know what. Obviously, you can tell it's going to be a sequel to Super Mario Galaxy, and it's going to be coming out on May 23rd for the Wii, of course. And
quite a bit earlier than people were expecting.
Yeah, so they've got lots of cool physics stuff again, and it's an adventure game, of course. They're giving you lots of new galaxies, all that sort of thing. And in this game, they're letting you use Yoshi. So you can use the tongue, of course, grab items and spit them out at enemies.
You actually use the Wii Remote to control the tongue, I think.
Oh, really?
And you like can like wrap around and grab things and stuff.
That.
And you can get some power-ups to like float and...
Nice.
Like, go super fast or something. The other big game that they were talking about was Metroid Other M, which is also coming out much earlier than expected, June 27th.
Yeah, you remember so when we talked about that teaser site?
Yeah,
so.
So that's within a month of each other, and I don't think anyone was expecting either of those titles to be coming out before sometime in July or August.
Yeah.
So that's just pretty good surprise, and really lets us know that they might have some good stuff in for the end of the year, too.
Yeah, holiday season, and these titles are coming out this early?
Seems pretty likely that Zelda Wii will make it out this year if they're
and
coming out.
That'll be exciting.
But anyways, Metroid Other M, as we've said before, it's collaboration between Nintendo and Team Ninja. So it's played in 3D, and you hold the Wii Remote sideways to control it, but then at any point in the game, you can point the Wii Remote at the screen, and it'll go into first-person mode. You
right.
can't, like, go forward and backward or anything, but you can look around 360 degrees, and it's apparently plays pretty well. One of the cool game mechanics that I've heard they've added, it's like a quick evade thing, and when an enemy is about to attack you, you can hit the control pad in any direction, and you'll like do some cool acrobatic move to jump out of the way.
Those are always
so
fun.
That's some of the Team Ninja stuff added in there, I guess.
And that could also mean other Team Ninja stuff, if you know what I mean. People like those physics engines.
Yeah. The other thing that was pretty cool that we heard about, that I heard about with, well, not very cool actually, but for Metroid Other M, since there was a demo that certain members of the press were allowed to play, I heard that like it plays really well, it seems really cool and stuff. But one of the bad things is that apparently like there was a decent amount of cutscenes, but like the story and stuff was really cool. But apparently the voice actors were pretty much terrible.
Ooh.
Like the voice actor for Samus was apparently pretty good, but the it was a good voice, but the performance was pretty much abysmal, so
maybe they'll refine it?
Yeah, like, hopefully they'll hire some more, like, actually professional voice actors for the voices before they release the game.
I heard that was happening with, StarCraft 2, actually, since the beta came out.
Oh, so they're, like, hiring different voice actors than what we're actually
Yeah, well, like, because everyone expected the same, well, like all the stuff from StarCraft 1, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you used to have, for the Zerg, for instance, you have this cool, like, if you need to do something, it'd be like, you must spawn more overlords, this, like, evil-sounding cool voice. But right now, it's supposed to be, like, a queen, and it kind of sounds like a 12-year-old, apparently, like, doing this terrible thing that, like, hurts your ears. So, I haven't heard it myself, but I plan on looking into it to see what exactly that's like.
Oh, yeah, and one of the other things that I forgot to mention with Super Mario Galaxy 2 is some people are getting a little worried since in, like, the demos and stuff that they've had so far, there hasn't been orchestrated music, which the music in the first Galaxy was.
Oh, really?
But Nintendo of America has confirmed that it is going to be orchestrated music that's going to be in the game that will be added before it's released.
Okay, that's good. You love orchestrated music nowadays because, like, everything has it.
Yeah.
Games can afford an orchestra. So, always neat stuff. Let's see. So we got some Squeenix or Square Enix, depending on how you want to say it. News coming up. Nintendo of America is going to be publishing Dragon Quest IV.
Learn to read Roman numerals.
I can read them. I just was reading it really fast. Dragon Quest IX, Sentinels of the Starry Sky in the North America. So when the game comes out in the summer, actually. It's sold, like, really well in Japan, like, 4.15 million copies over there.
Of course, though, that's not very surprising, since Dragon Quest is bigger than Final Fantasy over there. So
yeah, like, it's huge.
They love their Dragon Quest.
Yeah. So, in any event, it's coming out in the summer, published by Nintendo.
And that's going to be on the DS. Another release date announcement that we've got for the Wii, which should be pretty cool, is Monster Hunter 3, also known as Monster Hunter Tri. It's going to be coming out in North America on April 20th, and the online in that is going to be completely free, so that should be pretty good, since, like, I'm pretty sure in Japan they have to pay for it, but since it's not as big in Europe or North America, they've made it so that it's free, just so that people are more likely to give it a try, since they're not really into it or anything yet.
Oh.
And then there's also going to be a bundle with that where it's $10 more, where you can get the Classic Controller Pro, which is basically like the classic controller, but it's a little handle things that stick out or something.
Okay.
Apparently more comfortable.
Well,
or something.
Comfort's good.
That sort of thing. And that's in black. Then that should be pretty cool. I might check that out, obviously. And another game that I'm personally looking forward to is Sin and Punishment Star Successor. It's a sequel to Sin and Punishment Successors of the Earth, which was originally for the N64, only released in Japan. But then it was released on the Virtual Console, and it did well enough on there that they made a sequel. It was released last year in Japan, coming out here on June 7th. I enjoyed the first game on the Virtual Console quite a bit, so I'll probably be picking this one up too.
And let's see. Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands, that's another Ubisoft title, of course, is coming out May 18th, and it's going to be released on both the Wii and the DS.
Along with the other platforms, but...
Yeah. Though, of course, we'll have to see what they do with the DS version, because they normally turn those things into, like, side-scrollers. Yeah, so one thing that's cool is the Wii version of the game comes with the 1992 Super Nintendo Entertainment System version of the original Prince of Persia game. I'm guessing that's like, they'll give you a code so you can download it from the Wii Shop or something like that. We'll just have to see. And the Wii version is also the first in franchise history to have a two-player co-op mode. So that's always cool.
That should be pretty cool. We'll have to see if it'll end up coming to the other console versions.
Yeah.
Who's to say? Then we've also got some information on some WiiWare games coming out. One of the things that I am excited for is Cave Story for the Wii. That's been in development for the Wii for quite a while. That was originally an indie game released on the PC for free. So it's coming to WiiWare finally on March 22nd. It's going to have new game modes, some redone artwork, redone music, and you can also have the option of mixing and matching the things, so you can put like the new redone, like really refined art and the old music, or the old art and the new music, or
whatever floats your boat,
whatever you're into.
Yeah, we should have included this in the gaming forecast, but next Monday, I believe, on March 1st, Mega Man 10 is coming out, and of course they're doing what they did with Mega Man 9, and it's another 8-bit style, so for people who love those old games, it's got the same feel and sound as the old ones. Though you'll notice if you look closely, they aren't truly 8-bit because of the cool things they've done in the background and stuff with multiple colors, but
it's close enough that you can fool people who aren't actually looking closely.
Yeah, but it feels like one.
Yeah, and one of the cool things that they're doing with this one is that you'll actually be able to play as Proto Man from the beginning.
Oh, really?
Because in Mega Man 9, you could, I think for like 200 V-points or something, you could download him as another character to play as, but you'll actually be able to play as him from the beginning in this one.
Sweet.
And then I think that's coming out on later in the month on PSN and Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh yeah. Once it goes digital content, it's on like all three, it seems.
Then a DSiWare title that I think could... It seems kind of silly, but it could be pretty fun and kind of hilarious is... Photo Dojo. Basically, it's a fighting game style thing where you have pictures take. It's DSiWare, so like you use the camera within the DSi.
Oh, right.
And you get pictures taken of you, and you make the sound effects to create a character for like a side-scrolling fighting game.
Oh wow!
So, I think I might pick that download that just because it could turn out to be absolutely hilarious.
I can see, like, taking turns when you have a group of people at, like, party or something. That could be fun.
Yeah, so that should be pretty good. And
yeah.
So that's most of the big stuff that came out of the Media Summit yesterday.
Yeah.
With all that stuff coming out in the first half of the year, as we said, Nintendo's probably got some other big stuff coming out in the second half, which they'll be talking about at E3.
Oh yeah, we'll just have to see those other big announcements, but we're sated for now, for sure.
And they've been saying Zelda Wii in 2010, so I'm holding out for that.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure we'll both get that.
As they did say before, they're gonna have it at E3 for sure, so we'll definitely be having a trailer by then.
That should be good. I was going to mention something. Oh right, the whole fact that you can't really pick up a game when it's digital download anymore. I guess we'll have to figure out some other cool term for that.
I guess we'll just go download it for now.
Yeah, I guess. Anyways, we actually got some, like, fan mail, I suppose we could call it. It's a response to last week's question, which was if you had to choose between fantasy and sci-fi, which you would pick. So one of our regular listeners emailed us, and yeah, so we'll just read part of her letter, I suppose. It's kind of a longer one, so we're not going to read the entire thing.
Alright, so her response to the question from last week, which was, which would you choose, sci-fi or fantasy? She said, if I had to choose between fantasy and sci-fi, I would most definitely choose fantasy. There's just far too much hilarity that can occur in fantasy that you would never get in sci-fi. After all, when in sci-fi will you ever get to run into a rabbit that has been made giant, given polka dots, and then transformed into a flying blue donkey named Killer, or wizards that melt when doused with soapy lemon water? Never, that's when.
That's a pretty good reason.
And she continues to say, even on the more serious side of things, I would still have to go with fantasy. As much as I love some sci-fi, wizards, dragons, unicorns, griffins, and a slew of the other mythical creatures out there will always win out against androids and cyborgs. Except for elves. I don't really like them. But that is another rant altogether. One that I shall speak of in the pen and paper email.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's the midweek podcast I've been starting. Didn't get a chance to get around to it this week, so it'll probably come out around the same time as this one. Tying that in with gaming, though, actually, I'm going to be starting to play a Final Fantasy RPG in the next month or so, so we'll hear about that.
And the other thing, she sent us a fairly large rant along with that email about a remake of Lunar Silver Star Harmony, which is coming out on the PSP, being published by Exceed, which are generally pretty good for publishing things. I think that's next Tuesday that it's coming out.
Yeah, the second, wasn't it?
Yeah. So then it was originally on the Sega CD, then re-released on Sega Saturn, then PlayStation, then Game Boy Advance. So this is, like, the fourth version of it.
Though apparently most people don't count the Game Boy one, because it was really bad.
Yeah. But yeah, so apparently it's going back to the more similar style gameplay to the original. And just change voice actors, which might be good, might be bad, but they're keeping all the cutscenes that were in the Sega Saturn and PlayStation version, so that could be pretty cool.
Sweet.
So if anyone wants to check that out. So now is the time for our random segment of the week.
Yeah. Oh, and just thanks for the mail, I must say, since we should probably mention that. But yeah, so it's Faison's turn for this week's random section, so what have you got?
Well, the section for this week will be, what is the craziest thing you've ever seen happen in a multiplayer video game?
Ooh, that's tricky, because, like, there's so many multiplayer video games, and once you get multiple people coming,
yeah,
crazy things start to happen. Or even a single-player game that you make multiplayer.
One of the coolest things that, well, not necessarily the coolest thing, but a kind of cool thing, I'm not sure if this is the craziest one, but one time in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, you know how there's, like, I think you might have even been there for this, you know how there's, like, the gooey bombs and the soccer balls now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was trying to kill my friend, right, and there was a gooey bomb, so I picked it up, and I went to throw it at him, and right as I threw it, a soccer ball fell, so then the gooey bomb hit the soccer ball, which then hit him and sent him flying off the stage.
Oh, man.
It was a pretty awesome chance, but it turned out really awesome.
Let's see. I can't think of anything multiplayer offhand. I was with some people when some crazy stuff happened in Resident Evil 4. There's a mine dart thing that you can shoot, and so I knocked a guy down, and I shot him with it, and then as he was standing up, the timer ticked down for the mine, so just as he got perfectly, like, stood up straight, it went off, so he just sort of disappeared in a cloud of smoke when he stood up.
Nice.
So we all had a good laugh about that. Multiplayer, though, can't think of anything offhand. Tons of stuff happens in Super Smash Bros., though,
yeah,
like, all the time when you're playing that.
You're not stupid and you have items on, because that's the way to go. Just people who don't play with items are stupid. Just saying.
yeah, like, with Smash Bros. Melee, a friend and I were doing, like, the black hole glitch, which was tons of fun.
Yeah.
Because crazy stuff happens once you start going there. I actually had, you know when you use Fox's side special move, he, like, zips across? We actually had the sort of the phase-out version of him. We had that stuck somehow. I don't know how that happened.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything crazy that's happened, though. Let's play more multiplayer games, I guess.
Yeah. So I guess we will move on to this week's question?
Yeah, let's see. We haven't come up with this ahead of time, so we're kind of winging it this week.
What is your favorite game genre?
That's a good one.
I personally have a few different ones that I'm into. I'm mostly like RPGs, adventure games, with the odd fighting or action game thrown in there.
Okay. I'm really general with what I like, because I like everything from like RPGs to FPS to RTS. Hack and slashes recently I've taken a liking to. If I had to choose my favorite, though, it'd probably be RPG for story and longevity of play, but for like multiplayer and like just randomly playing, I'd probably say RTS, actually, just because of the random maps and stuff. Though All right. It's more limited because it's only on PCs.
Yeah. So yeah, just send us an email at contact.bit.boys@gmail.com, and we very well may end up reading your question on the next podcast.
Yeah, we're also trying out this new thing with a form, so we'll include a link in the description, and you can just click that and fill out the information, and it'll just send it to us. So we'll see how that works out this week, and if it works, we'll continue using it.
Yeah, so that's been the Bit Boys podcast for Friday,
February
25th. Thursday. Yeah,
it's Thursday this week. Right. So Thursday the 25th, but it's sort of this weekend's episode, I suppose,
yeah,
since we've got a long weekend. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you all next week.